Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, April 14th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for KUAF comes from the City of Poto, presenting the Fort Smith Symphony, performing the musical magic of John Williams, Sunday, April 21st at 2 p.m. This matinee performance offers some of Williams' most famous film scores and will feature solo violinist Elizabeth Lyon. Tickets and information at 918-647-4204 or PotoReynoldsCenter.com.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, AmeriCorps focuses on energy in the region and the loss of both cursive writing and letter writing.
This week, the Fayetteville Public Library has been hosting sessions to find out how customers want to see the library evolve. The library, a winner of the National Library of the Year Award, has now been open for 9 years. This week, we invited David Johnson, the executive director of the library, and Jeffrey Shearer, the Minnesota-based architect of the building, to our studio. They discussed the role of this library in particular and of the library concept for a community in general. We hear first from Jeffrey Shearer.
When we did the original planning in 1998, we projected a population of 85,000 people. We planned the building for that. However, during the public process, which took about a year, it became clear that the relationship between public investment and private fundraising wouldn't get us exactly to where we had originally programmed the building. So the building was actually pulled back 7,000 to 10,000 square feet from what we had originally recommended. So what we have across the street is about 84,000 square feet. In the original master plan, it was a little north of 90,000 square feet. So we downsized things to get the sort of budget in alignment. And that was pure and simply because we were making a big leap from the East Dixon Street Library, the Roberta Fulbright Library, to this facility, which was a big shift. And also 10 years ago, 12 years ago, there was a lot of mythologies out there about the impact of the internet on library design and library planning.
There were people writing in respected publications that the library, as we knew it, was done, the bricks and mortar.
Yeah, and we know now one of the great things about sustaining itself over those 10 years, nationally we know that library usage has gone up dramatically. For example, in 2002, there were about 1.1 billion people who went into public libraries in the United States. 2010, that had exploded to 1.67 billion people. So half a billion people more went into the library during the exact period that people predicted the library would go out of business. So we know that that's just not the case. We know that people have gotten used to technology. And I like to say that we're not actually in a digital age yet. We're in a sort of an electronic experimentation age. We're between the analog and the digital, but we haven't really fully integrated digital into our lives, into our pedagogy, into our – we may have smartphones, but we're not necessarily using them in the way that they could be used. So you have this sort of weird triumvirate of experimentation around digital, e-licensing, how companies are going to deal with e-books, which is a very volatile piece right now. We have still a very heavy use of print materials. The Fayetteville Library, for example, has gone from 650,000 items checked out in 2004 when it opened to 1.3 million over the last 8 years. So it's doubled its circulation. That, too, is contra to the predictions that were made. And then the third piece is just the increase nationally on the interest of getting information other than in a printed page or in a digital way, and that is getting it in true fidelity from an individual through programming, through lessons, through collaborative working. We're seeing, for example, teenagers who represent one of the fastest growing uses of libraries in the United States really demanding much more enhanced services in the library for homework help, longer hours during finals week, ability to collaborate. So those kind of three big legs to the stool are what we're looking at in this master plan and how they fit into the next stage of Fayetteville's growth.
And you've been holding these sessions at the library and elsewhere over the past week or so, past several days, asking people what they want. You've been hearing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're hearing everything from expanded library hours to discussions of a branch and what is a branch and where would we locate that. And we're getting really good feedback.
Nolan Richardson, when he was the coach of the Arkansas Razorback basketball team, talked about feeding the monster. After he'd won the national championship, then people expected that. And so there was this sort of ever-expanding expectation. The new building, the success, the variety of programs brings more people in. More people in means they want more things. So it continues this exponential growth. That's a challenge.
Yeah, and as Jeff and I have discussed, I think we're nearing capacity in a lot of different ways, both from our physical capabilities of housing materials and people, but also our ability as a staff to continue to provide all of those things. It's a great problem to have. It's kind of the stress of our success, but at some point you have to step back and begin to ask yourself, where do we go from here? And it was a bit of, if you think back to that original master plan, it was, 5 years before the library doors were open. So you've got to start that dialogue now with the community and say, before we do reach a critical point, let's start talking about where we want to go and have a very well-thought plan for how we get there.
Yeah, and the library has about 60,000 people go to programming in a year. They have roughly 600,000 people come in the front door. So that's almost 200 an hour. Mm-hmm. Any business in Fayetteville would die to have that kind of gate count.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing that we have to put into perspective is, what does success mean? It doesn't mean just that Fayetteville Library is doing a good job. It means that the citizens of Fayetteville have a better understanding of what they can get from that institution, and they're integrating it more deeply in their lives. And that's an important difference between, say, the success of a basketball team. I mean, it's an event you go to. Here, it's a very tangible relationship between home, between learning things, between meeting friends, between getting your GED, between having entertainment reading, meeting a small business meeting there to get strategic planning, going to a program about geology and then checking out the book on that geology, then going down the Buffalo River and seeing that geology. So how all these things get integrated into the personal lives of citizens is an important part of what the library has focused on in the last 10 years. And that embedding of the potential in the DNA, if you will, of the citizens is an important reason that people understand it and are also demanding, because once the smarter you get, the smarter you get.
Jeff, you've worked with a lot of different structures, and a lot of them are public, be it a public radio station or a library. Yeah. None of us are on this earth forever. Do you think about the updates to master plans that will come after you're gone?
Yeah, I think the two things have happened in Fayetteville since we started working in 1998. The big thing that happened is that we tried very hard to set in motion a way in which this community could have a conversation about how to do public buildings. And I think we were successful in giving a good example, and that the result was the Fayetteville Library. We're expanding on that, and so anyone could pick up the mantle from us in 10 or 15 years and continue that process. It is an institution that has a long, long history. I cited yesterday in an example, we recently did a library that in 1904 in a room was giving English lessons to Polish and German immigrants. In the same room today, they're giving English lessons to Mexican and Somali immigrants. 108 years later, the exact same thing going on, the same demand, the same needs. Now, the attitude towards those immigrants is different, mm-hmm. but not all that different. If you look at the actual stuff that was written about immigrants at the turn of the last century. So the library is the sort of a steady keel, if you will, about the intellectual ship in the city. And it kind of has to stay focused on what's next in order for that ship to take its citizens to the right place. If it loses its rudder, then it can get off course. And no matter how good the master plan is, if there isn't good leadership and good relationships with the public and a way in which the public can feed back to the library on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis, the master plans don't mean anything. So what we've tried to do is to set in motion a way the board and the friends and the trustees can embed the thinking and keep a log and keep an understanding of those little changes that are showing up. And then it becomes self-evident that every 5 years or every 10 years, there's a sort of relook at things because things wear out, things change. This building will be open 10 years next year, and people don't realize it's been a decade. Some people may think it just opened last year, you know, in their head. And whatever we do in this blessed master plan will take a few years or 3 or 4 or 5 years to implement. So it'll be almost the 20-year anniversary when this whole thing may unfold. So it's just like in your daily life, if things happen and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's like you haven't seen a friend for 10 years and you realize how much has happened. So it's just a way of thinking about the world rather than just turning over the key to a building and saying it's done.
Jeffrey Shearer is the architect of the Fayetteville Public Library. He was in Fayetteville this week to participate in sessions dedicated to updating the master plan for the library. We also heard from David Johnson, the executive director of the Fayetteville Public Library. You can hear more from our conversation, including a description of a new library amenity, the shared office workspace, that's catching on. That's at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.